It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fern, honey, I'm going to retire. And she's like, from what? You do nothing now. Yeah, it's true. You got me on that.
I think Andrew's mailing it in lately. That wasn't even close to the funniest thing we said at 3 o'clock.
Look, I've cracked the code.
Yeah?
It's the first thing.
Oh, no.
It's the first thing in the first segment.
Oh, no.
So he can just say, okay, done. Go back and look. Every single one is from the first segment of the first hour.
Oh, okay.
That's just, hey, look, it's worked. I mean, there's a lot of good stuff from that time. But that's the system. Let's do it. Let's get it. Clip it. Done. Move on.
Hello, Chet Bleeman.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good,
hey,
man.
I understand some guy named Mark Close who used to work there is bailing ship or something. He's jumping off the ship.
You want to take his place?
How could I fill those shoes? How in the world could anybody ever fill those shoes?
Well, we both wear boat shoes,
yeah.
So we got that
yeah.
made.
That's
so,
true. Yeah. You can just, the day you leave, just leave them behind.
Let's just slide right in.
Hey, I just want to, on a serious note, I just want to say that for however long I've been doing this with you guys, Mark Close is the genuine article. He's been very nice to me. I enjoyed all the time that I spent with him, and really he's going to be missed.
Who are we talking
sweet.
To? I'm sorry, who is on the
phone? Wow. See, Chet,
you can't tee him up. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to go to rehab. When I get out of here, I'm going to go to insult rehab.
I want to add this, okay? now that you're retired, if you're thinking about coming to Florida in the wintertime, forget it. I don't like you that much.
Yeah, you guys could be palling around.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You got any pink pants?
Get a couple of metal detectors.
Yep.
Chet, you better be ready because there is no way he's not coming to Florida.
Well, you'd have to practice. First of all, you have to eat at 3:30. You get the blue place special.
That's true.
Secondly, you have to, drive the car where you can't see the top of your head. So you got to kind of crouch down.
Sure.
So everyone else, and keep your blinkers on too.
For miles.
Yes, it doesn't matter if you're making a turn. Just keep them on. No problem. So you better practice. You'll have a little time to practice if you're coming down.
You could hit on women half your age, find a couple of 45-year-olds.
There you go. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
So, Chet, what about this Devin Nunes suing for $250 million against Twitter?
Well, I guess he's the modern-day Captain Quig. So instead of looking for the strawberries, this character is trying to find two parody Twitter accounts, those responsible for them, the cow and the mom. I looked at some of this stuff, and some of it is humorous, but some of it's not. I mean, some of it is downright nasty, questions his integrity, his honesty, his ethics, all that sort of stuff. There was one that says most likely to commit treason in high school, those sorts of things. So he decides, I guess he gets a little tired of it, and I get that. And you guys know, I mean, you're in the public eye, and I've been victimized by this. I had one guy that wrote a commentary to the Post saying that I bribed a judge to get a particular result in the criminal case. And so, you get that, but you kind of have to learn how to let it bounce off of you. The best way to get people to pay attention to the ridiculous stuff that they're saying about you is to go ahead and file a lawsuit. And right now, I'm going to guess that the cow has more followers than probably Nunes himself because he created that situation. I mean, I can't tell you how many times people would come into the office and they'd say, well, we want to sue. We want to sue this publication, or we want to sue this guy. Well, okay, well, how many people do you think have seen this? Well, we don't know. Well, go ahead and file the lawsuit, and then you can guarantee that everybody is going to see it. And the second part of the equation is, well, can you win? Because if you file the lawsuit and you claim that you've been disparaged or you've been defamed or you've been humiliated or whatever it might be, and the jury says, no, you haven't, you know, some of the stuff that they're saying is probably true about you, then that makes matters even worse. And on the legal aspects of this, this is how silly it is. On the legal aspects of it, the Twitter is protected by what's called the Communications Decency Act. That shields websites from any kind of civil liability for any third-party content. So probably the case is going to get kicked before it gets going because he's got no basis to sue Twitter. That act or that law will protect them. Hopefully the lawyer that filed this didn't take it on a contingency fee either.
So you think it's just a publicity thing, just to make a point, to get people behind him saying, oh, yeah, Twitter's mean?
I think maybe the point that he's trying to make is that somehow, some way, I think he contends that Twitter discriminates against conservative content, and they do something called shadow banning, and that it's that post would just be visible to the person who posted it rather than to others, and they engage in this particular type of practice. But, you know, I think that there probably are a whole lot better ways to do that, because some of the stuff that comes out, I mean, it's pretty funny when you look at it, and if, you know, if you're not the brunt of the joke, then it's probably pretty humorous. But to file the lawsuit takes that extra step. And to file a lawsuit when he has he's the co-sponsor, apparently, of a bill now in the Congress entitled Discouraging Frivolous Lawsuits Act.
Now, interesting.
I don't know what's more frivolous than what this guy just filed.
So what's the deal with the new stuff on Kim Gardner?
Well, Kim Gardner now apparently is now claiming that this is all racially motivated. Remember, this is the grand jury investigation where a special prosecutor, Jerry Carmody, was appointed to look into the situation involving this guy by the name of Tisby. He's the former FBI agent that she went out and hired to investigate the issues with respect to Greitens, because she claimed that the St. Louis Police Department refused to do that investigation, which according to the chief of police, was absolutely categorically false. And so during the course of the investigation, or during the course of the pendency of the Greitens case, the lawyers for Greitens discovered that apparently Tisby was trying to put words in the mouth of witnesses, et cetera. He was doing some things with respect to reports that he had prepared, and then went on during a deposition to claim that he didn't take any notes during the period of time that he interviewed these witnesses. That was rebutted by video during the course of the deposition, showing that he was actually, or during the course of the statements that he was taking, showing that he was actually taking the notes, which led to a second deposition, which led to him taking the Fifth Amendment during the second deposition. So Greitens' lawyers filed a complaint, and now there was a special prosecutor who is now looking into the grand jury, not only on the question of whether or not Tisby perjured himself, but on the question of whether or not Kim Gardner suborned that perjury. And so now, the special prosecutor subpoenaed a bunch of emails to see what the communication was between, I guess, Gardner and this Tisby character. And both Tisby and as well as Gardner are black. And so now the claim is that the only reason that the grand jury is looking into this, the only reason that this is being investigated at all, is because Kim Gardner is black and the first black circuit attorney for in the history of the city of St. Louis. And she got the black clergy, the NAACP, behind her, and they had apparently last evening they had a little I suppose prayer service or whatever, and she attended the prayer service and made some statements. The judge in the case, Mike Mullen, who is a very good jurist, issued a gag order against her because of some statements that she was making in connection with this grand jury investigation. So she goes out last night, apparently, and attends this whatever this was, this meeting with the clergy and the NAACP, and makes some, again, some comments. I'll wait to see whether or not that violates the gag order that Judge Mullen previously issued, and whether or not she'll have to show cause, similar to the show cause that was issued against the lawyer involved in the Greitens case for violating a gag order, Al Watkins. So, I mean, I don't get how we go from, you know, you perjured yourself, investigating, you took the Fifth Amendment on something that you testified to in your first deposition. We're going to look into all of this. We're going to look into what the role of everybody is in this, whether you're white, black, or green. I don't understand how that now gets turned around to some sort of a racial issue. I mean,
I think you do. I think you understand it.
Well, maybe.
Yeah. So what's your best guess? Where is this thing heading?
Well, I think that what's going to probably occur is that this Tisby guy, probably, if I were betting, I would bet that probably he's going to be charged with perjury. Whether or not that includes Kim Gardner, I doubt it. I think that there's a bill now down in Jefferson City making it easier to remove her from public office, et cetera. But, you know, here's a gal that didn't have any experience. She comes into that office. She starts a fight with the police department. She won't say police officers whose cases that she's tossing aside, that she won't prosecute those cases. She won't say who those are. She won't say what these police officers did. It's a lot of inexperience. She goes out and hires this Tisby guy when the St. Louis Police on the taxpayer dollar, by the way, when the St. Louis Police Department is ready, willing, and able to do that investigation. So you have that situation in the city. In St. Louis County now, I see where Bell is now, instead of prosecuting deadbeat dads, what he's now concerned about is people that jump on Metrolink and don't pay the fares on Metrolink. He's not going to do any death penalty cases, and he's not going to go and prosecute deadbeat dads, but he's going to go ahead and prosecute, you know, people that can't afford to, I guess, to ride on Metrolink, who haven't bothered to pay their fair share. I it seems to me to be a little upside down.
Jeez.
But, you know, I don't know where it all lands. I'm assuming that whether or not, you know, she's prosecuted and convicted, I'm guessing that both Gardner as well as St. Louis County current prosecutor Bell are one termers. We can only hope, anyhow.
Mm. All right, Chet, we appreciate the information, man.
You betcha. Good talking to you guys. See ya.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back, guys. 430 DGS. Go to 971talk.com/merch to get your DGS merch. Also, go, God, where the hell do they go again?
just go to the Dave Glover Show Facebook page, okay. And there's a link right to the St. Louis Magazine website and right to the A-list choices. Vote for Dave Glover for best St. Louis radio host. And while you're there, vote for Dave Murray for the best meteorologist.
But if you only got to vote for one of us, vote for me.
Yeah, you're still working.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, Dave's got so much.
Frank Cusimano's on there, too.
Cusimano? Yeah. Go vote for him. Go vote for our pal Tim Convy.
Pretty much the only three that aren't on there are me, you, and Tony, Rach. So,
yeah,
you know.
It's okay. Yeah, we don't deserve it.
We're here. It's all about
I'm glad you said it. Yeah. I didn't want to be the one. what was I going to say? I was going to say something, and now I forgot. Damn it. I'll say this. Mm-hmm. Red Hot Riplets? Damn.
They ain't joking.
Yeah. They're the jam.
They're not playing.
Since the jump.
Mm. Since the jizzump.
You got that right.
Since the jizz. I've said that so many times.
Yeah.
Since the jizzle.
If you had one food, I kidnap your children and say, if you want them back, you have to impress me with how much of this you can eat. What are you going?
McDonald's French fries.
Oh, yeah. We've been down this road, haven't we?
Proven.
Mm-hmm. How many did you eat?
I can't remember a lot.
Five or six large?
Four or five large.
Oh, yeah. Remind me, Mark, how many did you eat?
One.
One or two large fries.
Sue, do you know this DGS lore?
Yeah, no.
This DGS
crap.
Canon controversy?
No, I do not, sir. Please tell me.
Let me tell you. Mark Close, one time, when I used to take him seriously, said, I could eat 100 donut holes. And I said, no one can eat 50 eggs. And he said, I can eat 100 donut holes. And that led to Turbrock, a diabetic, eating 10 pounds of mashed potatoes.
Whole 10 pounds.
He ate it. And then Becca, who was my producer back then, said, I can eat an entire chocolate cake, like a two-layer round cake. She ate about half of it.
Yeah, seriously? Yeah,
Becca weighed about 90 pounds.
Oh my God. It's
tiny.
Always the skinny people.
Foyzy ate 2 40-pound ribeyes.
Porterhouse steaks.
Yeah.
40 pounds.
Yes. Two of them.
No.
40 ounces.
80 pounds of meat.
Two big 40-ounce porterhouse
now,
steaks.
Now, this is an absolutely true story. So I get 100 gorgeous, beautiful glazed donut holes. The box was this big. I'm not kidding. He wasn't pretending. He wasn't doing a joke.
Oh, no.
He picks up the first one, eats it, and he starts gagging. He's choking on it.
What?
And he gags and chokes so hard that he taps out after one donut hole.
It got hung up.
Are you kidding me?
It just got, I just can't perform like a seal.
And then now.
And it just got hung up.
And then that line right there, which we all know now was a lie. Because now every time he's ever said anything about eating anything and we've put it in front of him, he eats it and then he takes one bite and then goes, oh, it gets hung up.
But it got bad.
It's terrible to go out to dinner with.
Because I still to this day think that it was a legit choke.
Well, it was.
Maybe that first one was.
That was so legit.
But since then, how many
McDonald's fries can he eat? And we got like 16 large McDonald's fries. Tony ate about 5. Rach ate 2 or 3 herself. He ate 2 fries.
Yeah, but
and then
I never
said one got hung up.
I never said that the fries were
not
my
idea. Then he said this happens to old people.
Yes, it does. And people called.
He went on this whole thing about
then
his people called and said it does happen to old people. You can't eat French fries when you're 60.
No, you can eat fries, but
everyone knows this. They get
hung up in your throat. Well, food gets hung up.
But then, I hate the people who like
then
you.
Then he told the truth. Then he was like, "Hey, I'm not going to eat a whole bunch, so why eat any?"
Yeah.
And meanwhile, these two are eating.
I was sick.
Which was the point.
And
like,
I wasn't.
And he was
smarter?
Well, you're the ones that got sick.
I'm participating.
But that was the whole thing. Don't say you're going to do an eating contest and then go, I'm not going to do an eating contest because I'll be uncomfortable. Well, yeah. That's
classic.
The point of an eating contest. Don't join an eating contest or talk crap about an eating contest and then. Why would I do that? I don't want to be uncomfortable.
The only person worse than him was me. I said that I could eat 5 whole roast chickens. I never took a bite.
Never took a bite.
What's up with that? Yeah. Nothing got stuck? For you, you didn't even try.
No, he didn't even try.
It would be exactly, Sue, exactly like somebody saying, I'm going to do a half marathon with you, and then getting there that morning and go, I don't want to be tired and sore at the end of this. It's like, why did you sign up?
That would not make me happy.
I get it that you don't want to do it, but why did you say you were going to do it and sign up for it?
I do have a question about the hung up thing.
Got hung up.
Yeah.
Let's assume that this is a real thing.
Yeah.
Could water help? I mean, is that a thing?
It did. I had some water.
He's lying.
No, it got a little,
He's lying.
It got hung up a little bit.
And then he goes, this happens to old people. Look it up. And the phones and my Twitter go crazy.
Del Mar Gardens was a direct line in.
You don't understand. I don't know why everybody always picks on Mark. It does happen.
See? You know what?
My mother joked
about it. He's trolling everybody, and people are jumping to his defense.
All right. I'm ready to try it again.
No, you're not.
We don't want to play with you.
No, you're not. What are you going to try?
What a liar.
You're Lucy with the football, and we're Charlie Brown.
Well, I was just Charlie Brown because I really believed him.
Well, you are Charlie Brown.
Why don't we just test if he can freeze to death?
Yes. He'll lie until he gets here. He'll lie until the food's in front of him.
I'll do the freeze test against any of you. If you want to go, if we all want to go stand under a freezer, I'll be the last guy there. I'll be the last guy there. I'll take that on right now.
I bet you couldn't even do the cryo chamber.
Mm.
You know how people go get cryotherapy done?
Sure.
It's like -90 degrees Celsius.
Nothing.
You'd be out of there.
When his cold dead feet got
yes,
in there.
Absolutely. I'd break the machine down and we'd go, we've never seen it.
He turns into
this
Mr.
Cold.
Freeze.
The liquid nitrogen would be like, what the hell
is that? That's the coldest thing I ever felt.
Get him out of here.
He's ruining the machine.
Oh, your feet would be happy.
Really?
I can eat 100 donut holes and I can't freeze.
He's like Elsa from Frozen, but he just keeps his feet in his shoes. He doesn't have to wear gloves.
If Andrew came in here and he said, I could eat 100 donut holes and then pulled that crap, and then also came in a different day and said, I can't freeze, my Twitter would be full of people saying,
what an idiot.
He's the worst on the show.
Yeah.
Get him out of here. He's terrible. Why you let him do this on the air? Mark does it, and everybody is like, oh, yeah. What? Why are you so mean to him?
Uh-huh.
He's the only one that makes any sense.
Uh-huh.
It's unbelievable the way you got all these people.
That's what I'm going to miss, is him losing his mind when people call to support
me. I just believed you.
Yeah, I know.
I can't believe it.
Really?
You look at me and go,
I really
don't. That was sad.
That's going to be his thing. It's his last week. He's finally going to do an eating contest for us. So nice of him. Yeah. Oh, it got hung up. Dave, I really wanted to do it, but it got hung up.
One of the strangest
things. Happens to old people.
Two of the strangest eating things I've ever seen.
You don't like old people. You're an oldest.
We're both Andrew.
I don't like
liars. The first one was when we brought in Pointer's Pizza. That you get $500 if you can eat the whole pizza, and Church Dog needed the dough.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He always needed the
violent.
Dough.
He needed both kinds of dough.
Yeah. And he picked Andrew's his partner, which I thought is a solid choice.
Sure.
Andrew ate 4 small pieces and got food drunk.
Oh, he was nuts.
Remember that?
Yes.
Really?
No,
yes.
The thing is, so it got hung up. The first bite.
See what I'm saying? Even on a younger person.
I believed that. What is wrong with me?
No, it was a problem.
I was like, oh, that's a coincidence.
I got like 3 of them in and I was like, oh, I'm going to have a heart attack. I'm going to die. If I keep eating, I'm going to die. And Jason, I could see it in his
face.
Because
Jason's like, yeah, so?
Yeah, he was already like 2 slices ahead of me. And he's just giving me this look. That's just full of things that I cannot say on the radio.
He was
just
mad.
Like, you eat that pizza. And I'm just like, I'm getting like dizzy. And I had like a...
4 pieces.
I had like
4 pieces.
I remember.
Yeah.
I had like a diabetic like rush or whatever that is.
He's
where
not
it's
diabetic.
Like,
wait a minute.
And Andrew, or
Dave.
Church.
That's
Church
Dave.
Ate half the pizza. He did at least half the pizza.
He did his part. If I had kept up with him, if it had been 2 Jasons, he would have been that much richer. Yeah.
Yeah. Here's what I don't understand. If this were not under contest rules, wouldn't you be able to eat 4 pieces of pizza? Yes.
Okay.
What was it?
I think I ate. So, have you seen the Pointer's Pizza thing?
Yeah, the huge thing.
I mean, it's like
Pizzasaurus or something.
Yeah, it's got a dinosaur name.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. It's a lot of pizza once you... It doesn't look like a
but
lot.
You didn't
isn't
eat
it
a thin
lot.
That's what I'm saying. Yes. We didn't eat a lot. So 4 pieces... Like, I could eat 4 pieces of pizza. I'm not saying it is
I'll
a challenge.
I'll eat Emo's pizza right now.
You say that, though. You say that, but once you get
How
in there
that?
With this monstrous
Catch
pizza...
Me outside.
Oh boy.
It's tough. It's more than you think.
And no, wait. Yeah. You're right. But you only ate four little pieces.
Is it thicker crust?
No, it's thin.
I thought it was pretty thin crust.
It's pretty thin. It's thin. It's on the thin side.
Right. The other weird eating thing with Andrew was the hot chocolate. The Reaper pepper chocolate.
Yeah, milk chocolate when it was hot. Yeah, like pieces of chocolate.
So this thing was literally, the whole bar was the size of my thumb. And, and you would break off a piece the size of, an aspirin.
Okay.
And I thought it'd be funny if I gave him like a fourth of the bar. It's the only time in radio, 19-year career, the only time I thought, well, this is it.
Yeah.
He's going to die.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like really hot.
It was a ghost pepper?
Yeah, the hottest you can
thing
get.
Is,
they
inside
were like
a chocolate
crazy.
It seems crazy that it would be that hot. So I'm over here like, oh, he's exaggerating. No. Break me off a square. And I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
Did you?
That.
You know, that stuff is serious. Did you have milk?
That's we did drink milk. Yeah. That was the only thing that helped.
Jason, even though he didn't want to because I had so recently screwed him on the pizza.
I don't remember.
He nursed us back to health. Yeah,
Him.
He ran and got us milk because he does that stuff. Like, he eats ghost peppers like recreationally. That's like, he loves them. So he like brought them. He knew exactly what to do and how to, he babied me back to health.
I still have the rest of that bar.
Why did he chase you around the halls that one day?
Because you dared him to. I was wearing the football helmet.
That was a scary day.
That was a really scary day.
I found out I'm still. I was always pretty fast, but I found out I was still pretty fast.
Do we still have that video somewhere?
Oh yeah.
Oh man, that was crazy.
Oh yeah, I think it was. It's on Facebook.
Still on the Dave Glover Show Facebook page.
Yeah,
go back in the videos a ways.
And you can see at the end me completely vanished because I was just ahead of him and I ducked into a studio door and I closed it and I held it like the alien was chasing me or something. I like braced my whole body weight against it.
He was like the rhino from Spider-Man.
He would have broken every bone in my body.
And he hurt himself.
If he took me. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He did.
Yeah.
He pulled a. Yeah.
Hammy.
Hammy.
From executive producer Jimmy Kimmel.
What's up, team? Just two people can't launch a brand. It takes a village.
We are MMD Hollywood.
Wowee.
Which stands for medical marijuana.
Due to restrictions, we can't tell you everything about our new reality series. But what we can say is the idea behind it is fully baked.
I don't know.
High Hopes. Streaming on Hulu.
A few minutes shy at 5 p.m. DGS. What do I not get about Wendy Williams? What am I missing?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
It's not you.
I mean, she's been on a long time.
I don't get it.
I don't think she's meant for your demographic.
Yes, you are not her demo.
I don't know anybody that is, though.
Yeah, I don't know any Wendy Williams fans, really.
There's been a lot of, I mean, she's in right now, I guess, because she's in rehab or something.
Rehab shit.
But there was recently a thing out about her being like terrible to her people behind the scenes, like a horrible person to deal with. Now, I don't know why you would think that the person that demands to have a diamond encrusted microphone would be
high maintenance,
egomaniac. But
Rach, what do you got?
I saw a study that says people don't become adults until they reach their 30s. And this is according to science. Because apparently your brain is still developing for 3 full decades.
Wow.
So let's lower the voting age to 16.
Right?
There's an idea.
It says people from the ages of 18 to 25 are really vulnerable to developing mental health disorders. Something that's been brought up a lot lately when people talk about legalizing marijuana. They're worried that, this could trigger, studies say that it could trigger schizophrenia in people who are more prone to it, blah, blah, blah. So that's one reason people don't want to do it. I don't know. I just thought it was kind of interesting. Obviously, there's no moment where you can check someone and be like, oh, yes, according to my notes, you are an adult.
I wonder if that gives people an excuse.
I don't like using the word adult. Because
unless it's films,
that's a great point. If you want to say your brain is not done developing or it's not until 30, that's fine. But why does that mean you're not an adult? Your brain is still developing, but that doesn't mean that doesn't mean you're not an adult. Mm-hmm. You can still be an adult. You can change a lot between 35 and 65. And
our brains aren't that different than they were when people live to be 40.
Right. But would the environment play into it somehow? Because I say, like, when our parents, you know, by the time they were 23, they're married, had two kids, had a house.
Fought a world war.
Yeah.
Well, and they probably didn't have the options to be as casual as people in my generation
do.
You know, it was like,
but
right,
I'm sure the science of our brains hadn't changed.
Right.
Saying, but the environment around it makes it somehow different as for when it develops, I guess.
Yeah, I would guess, that if you take most humans, like Yiro loves sushi. You ever watch that Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
That his family kicked him out when he was 14 or 12 or something crazy, and he went to work. It's like humans will survive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And probably by Tony's same logic there are people in their 60s who you couldn't actually consider to be an adult because of the way they act and the way they carry themselves and how little growth there's been, you know?
I think it was
Why'd you look at me?
I just happened to.
She just looked.
Just picked the 60s.
Just rolled over and right at me.
Some people are about to retire, and it's like they never even grew up.
They never matured.
I think it's Adam Carolla who used to say, if you locked up, especially men, now this is him saying it, not me, under the age of 35, crime would go down by 75%. Because they're just not prepared to how to deal with whatever issues they have. And I think he obviously said that once he was past 35.
Mm. We've had that discussion. I still, you know, you take a guy between the ages of like 12, and I used to say 21, I'll push it to 25. All bets are off. I mean, look at some of the stupid things they do. And you're like, no, this is, you're going to kill yourself. Ah, no, this would be fun. And we all did it. We look back at it, and you shudder when you think of some of the stupid things you did.
Yeah, I'm not sure you did it.
Well, I had friends.
Kind of in the same vein of growing up and maturing and all this, I saw this really interesting article today. The headline was, "Want progress? Ditch lazy memes and understand people's better arguments." Basically, the article just goes to say, a lot of propaganda was spread, especially in the 2016 election on both sides. Kind of like what Dave was saying in the 3 o'clock hour, people like to make statements like, if you're against the wall, you're against any sort of security for our country. If you're for the wall, then you're a white supremacist. That's putting things in such black and white terms. And we do that on a day-to-day basis. We log on to Facebook and someone posts something that's propaganda, that's not nuanced, that's not actually black and white, but they're casting it as black and white. And our first reaction is just to do that, to react and to formulate an opinion. And this article is like, take a second and think about it. It's really sad that we have to remind each other to do that. But if everyone did that, we would be in a better place right now. It's kind of part of growing up, right? Is learning to not just make a snap judgment on something.
Yeah, I think it's arguable that more than ever before in human history, we're being rewarded for immature behavior.
Mm.
Think about it. Just in the world of journalism, there are no more Walter Cronkites. Or even Ted Koppels. Ted Koppel just came out and he was like, yeah, I think the president's right. I think they're all out to get him. And you used to get ahead by being a respected journalist who got three different independent sources and waited for months to file this story with the New York Times. Mm-hmm. And now you just get it out there.
Right.
And it used to be, a few years ago, if you got it out there and it was wrong, you took some crap. Now.
Right. Right.
You know, well,
that's
okay.
True.
No harm, no foul.
Now you're criticized if you don't jump on something fast enough.
Right.
Yes.
Like the person who worked for Fox, it was some Fox producer who didn't run with the Stormy Daniels story right off the bat. And they were like, I didn't have any evidence that this was a real thing, so I didn't run it. Why are you criticizing me for having journalistic integrity? That's crazy.
Well, and the papers used to have two or three sources, too.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.